From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden, and my guest this week is artist Bianca Levan. Hey, Bianca.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good. Bianca is part of a collective of artists at 1890 Bryant Street Studios in San Francisco. She does paper cutting, and with her knife, she creates beautiful designs out of black paper. And you can follow her on Instagram at Bianca Levan to see more of her work. But right now, we're going to hear Bianca's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the exhibit, Diedrich Bracken's Gather Tender Night. It's currently on display at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. Diedrich is a weaving artist who incorporates his African-American and queer identities, as well as American history in his work. This exhibit features 15 weavings that focus on tenderness, migration, and connections with the natural world. Diedrich believes that the outdoors is a space where queer people can be themselves. Now, Bianca, tell us more about the exhibit, and what do you know about this artist, and what about his work caught your attention?
Yeah, I saw, I think on the newsletter for the Yerba Buena Center that the show was coming, and I'm really excited to see it, and I've had it on my list. I'm always enthralled by seeing the craftspersonship in the work, and I just imagine Diedrich sitting there in front of the loom, you know, passing the shuttle back and forth, and I'm really excited to see the show, and I hope you see it too.
The images I saw on the website are really, really, really beautiful. I kind of see some similarities to your work, kind of like the dreaminess aspects and kind of using silhouettes. His work looks really layered. And also, too, I see parallels between your work and his work because I feel like both of you guys' work tells stories as well, beautifully with your art. That's the exhibit, Diedrich Bracken's Gather Tender Night, and it's currently on display at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco until August 23rd. Bianca, your next pick is the Bay Model Visitor Center in Sausalito. In 1957, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers created this hydraulic model to understand how water flows in the bay. It also simulates how the waterways are damaged by trash and oil spills. The Bay Model is over 1.5 acres. Wow, very, very big. It's no longer used for research, but you can learn about Bay Area water policies and environmental issues when you go to the Bay Model Visitor Center. Bianca, tell us more about this place. I have not been.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite sort of hidden spots in the Bay Area. I just love it. It's a different type of art. Everything is handmade and painted, and you can see that. And there's all these series of walkways and ramps that are basically over the San Francisco Bay Area, all the way to the Sacramento Delta, all the way down to Gilroy. And so if you ever wanted to walk from San Francisco out to Sacramento and back down again in like 10 minutes, you can do that. And it makes me feel kind of like a bird just soaring through the air.
And also, too, thinking about your background, you're a medical writer, so you have a science and art background. So I can see why you would pick that. All right, that's the Bay Model Visitor Center in Sausalito. And your final pick is the art gallery Hugo Minto in San Francisco's Dog Patch neighborhood. This gallery showcases many forms of art, including ceramics, paintings, and sculptures. Their latest exhibition is Kwok Kyung Tae, Broadening Tradition. Now, Kwok is a Korean potter who reimagines traditional work such as Angi, which is pottery used to store food during fermentation. Now, his work is currently on display until May 16th. Bianca, his pottery is amazing. Tell us more about his work and his art gallery.
Yeah, it's the first time I've actually been introduced to his work, and I believe it's his first Bay Area or U.S. exhibition. And Hugo Minto, as a gallery space in particular, is just an incredibly special space. The light there is beautiful, and every show that they've curated has just been really wonderful and really unique. And it's worth stopping by, especially to see the current Broadening Tradition show.
And I like that the history of this pottery is that it's used for fermentation too. So I don't know, there's something special about art as it relates to food for me.
Yes. Yeah. Art as it relates to food and also in the everyday. There's art around us
Yeah.
and can be in the plates and bowls or the everyday objects we have.
Yeah, definitely. That's the art gallery Hugo Minto in San Francisco's Dogpatch neighborhood. I've been speaking with artist Bianca Levan. Follow her on Instagram at Bianca Levan to see more of her work. And to learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.